Welcome to Masachah Saita, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 5, Mishnah 3. The Mishnah begins, Bay Bayayim Darash Rabbi Akiva. On that very day, the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed to be the new Nasi, as we explained yesterday, the day that anyone who wanted was able to come into the Beis Medrash and learn, on that day, Rabbi Akiva made the following drasha. He understood the psukim, the verses, in the following way. The pasuk says, U'madoyse michutz la'ir es pa'azked ma'apayim ba'ama. You should measure at the corner of the city 2,000 amos, approximately almost 4,000 feet. The pasuk concludes and says there that Zayyalohem Migrashe Ha'arim, these should be for the open area outside the cities. This actually went to the Levim, to the Levites. Omikra Acher, and another pasuk, it contradicts this and says Mikir Ha'ir Vachutza, from the end of the wall of the city and outwards, Elef Amos Aviv, only 1,000 amos, close to 2,000 feet. So we have a contradiction in two psukim. Says the Mishnah, Yefshur Lomer Elef Amah. You can't say it's 1,000 Amah. Shekvar Nemer Alpayim Amah, because it already says 2,000. Yefshur Lomer Alpayim Amah, and you can't say 2,000 Amah. Shekvar Nemer Elef Amah. It already says 1,000. How can we understand this? How do we fulfill both psukim together, reconcile them? Says Rabbi Akiva, this that it says 1,000 Amahs around the city, Elef Amah Migrash, was an open area for right outside of the city itself. And that was the area that belonged to the Levim. This is the pasuk says that you measure outside of the city 2,000 amos. That wasn't talking about the area that was given to the Levim. It was given as Tchum Shabbos, the prohibition that a person is not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amos outside the city limits, approximately 4,000 feet outside the city limits. So it's actually not talking about Levim whatsoever. The Torah is just inserting in this area the concept of the idea of Tchum Shabbos. So it comes out to Rabbi Akiva holds that Tchum Shabbos going outside the 2,000 Amah limit of the city is Doraisa, it's biblical. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yosef Maglili, the son of Rabbi Yosef Maglili, argues, and he says no. Elef Amah Migrash. 1,000 Amah was open space. Ve'alpayim Amah Sarasukramim. And the second 1,000 Amah was for fields and for vineyards. That's the opinion of at least Harashi learns this. The Rambam learns this Mishnah more like it sounds, that Levim actually got 3,000 amos outside of the city. 1,000 was Migrash open area, and 2,000 was for Sadeh Sukramim, for fields and for vineyards. But the bottom line is that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that Rabbi Yosef ben Aglili holds, Rabbi Elazar ben Aglili holds that it's only Drabban, and Tchum Shabbos is only Drabban. Let's see one more Mishnah Daud. On that very same day, Darish Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva made the following drasha. Then, at the splitting of the sea, the Jewish people sang, together with Moshe, the following song. And they said, Leimar sang. The Pasuk does not have to say the word Leimar sang. What does the word sang teach us? The Jewish people would respond to each sentence that Moshe said, in a similar fashion of the way they used to do halal. How is that? So the Gemara explains like this. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ashira Lashem ki goyga. I will sing to Hashem, for he is very lofty. And the people said back, Ashira Lashem. I will sing to Hashem. Moshe continues the next pasuk, and he says, etc., etc. Moshe continues each verse in the Shira, and the Jewish people keep saying, Oshira Lashem, I will sing to Hashem. And that's how they used to do Hallel in those days as well. They would begin the Hallel, Halleluka, Hallel Avdei Hashem, and everyone would respond, Halleluka, etc., etc. The Kach Nemar Lemar, therefore it says same, because the Jewish people would repeat the first stanza, the refrain, after each verse. Rab Nechemi says, Kakari Neshema, that it was done differently. The way that they used to read Shema in those days, and then they do this in the Sephardic world as well, is that everybody says the words of Shema together, and Rashi explains that the way that it worked was that the Jewish people got Nevuah, they got a Ruach HaKodesh, a spiritual, divine inspiration, and together with Moshe, they were Mechavein, they thought of the same words, and everyone said as Yashir, the song at the sea together. But like occurring as a Halal, but not the way that it was done with Halal, that the leader says it and everyone repeats. Wishing you a fantastic work day, if you're working, and a great rest of your week.